Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah Leduc. French accordionist Théo Hulde has been described by Le Monde as having a masterly technique and an inexhaustible wealth of phrasing. Hulde began his musical career at the Marseille Conservatoire at the age of six and has become a rising star on the classical music scene. Through his artistry, he's passionate about making sure that the accordion takes its rightful place in classical repertoire. His latest album is Piazzolla Ballada para un Loco. For the record, which is available from Alpha Classics, he made his own arrangements for string quintet and accordion. Hulde is on his debut solo tour of the United States, and Capital Region Classical will present him in a tango-inspired concert on Sunday at Union College's Memorial Chapel in Schenectady, New York. He joins us in studio this morning, Théo. Bienvenue. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about when you first picked up the accordion at such a young age and found your passion for this instrument.
Yeah, so I started the accordion when I was six, and I remember that the first time that I saw the instrument, it was like a toy in itself. With all the buttons, I remember that I just wanted to press every key. It was like a spaceship, like a typewriter. And yeah, when you're six, I mean, it's the best instrument you could have.
And when did you translate that excitement about it into a serious study and practice that you've pursued throughout your life thus far?
So I think I got into music and into the accordion quite soon. And I think that by the age of 12, I already wanted to become a professional musician. And so I did.
So you did. How did you pursue that? What did you have to do to get to where you are?
So I did my first studies in the Marseille Conservatoire between the age of 6 to 16. And then I moved to Paris to study in the National Conservatory there. And I've been doing that for 5 years. And now, since 2020, I have finished my studies and I'm just on the road trying to make my own path.
Yeah. And what do you wish your path to be? What choices are you making to get to where you want to arrive?
Actually, I'm quite happy at the moment because I think this year I have like 70 concerts almost all over the world, so I can't complain. And I think that what I seek is to find the perfect balance between playing like solo recitals, playing with orchestras, playing with my friends and doing some chamber music. And this year I think I have the perfect balance. I'm able to record the music I want and just to promote this instrument with my recording. So I think I'm getting there, and I love
I think
traveling.
You are.
So yeah, I can't complain.
This has been in support of the album, which we'll talk about in a moment. But before we talk about the record, let's talk about the tour you are on. Where have you been so far in the U.S.? What have you experienced? How has it been?
So I've been in the U.S. for the past month, and I'm doing two things, actually. I'm doing a concert tour for which I've been in Montreal, in Chicago. Just more recently, I was in Boston on Sunday in Schenectady, and then in Princeton. And in parallel, I'm also working in some universities with composition students. So the thing is, in the U.S., there isn't much accordions, so I try to bring this instrument, and doing so, I collaborate with young composers who write for the accordion, who write for me, and I try to give them some advice about how you have to write for the instrument, and then I play their pieces, and we share some thoughts about the music like that, and I do my tour.
Could you zoom in on what you tell the students, the composing students, about how you play the instrument? How do you illuminate, you know, the music from your perspective for them?
So the first thing is that you have to wipe a lot of cliché they might have about this instrument, because actually, an accordion is maybe like a synthesizer, because in it, a little bit as with the organ, you have different registers, that change the sound of the instrument. We have inside, within the accordion, in fact, like 20 different instruments. And I think that's one of the best assets of the accordion, is that you can shine, you can show so many different sounds. So this is the first thing. The second thing is that I need to make them understand that it's an instrument halfway between an organ, a wind instrument, and a string instrument. So a string instrument, because we use our bellows, which is like the central part of the accordion. It's like the length of the instrument. And the bellows, we use them exactly in the same way as the bow for the string instruments. And this is why we have this spectrum of expression. Then an organ, because as I said, we have some similarities with the different timbres and everything. And a wind instrument, because it's a bit like with a clarinet or a saxophone. We find within the instrument metal reeds. And when the air stream meets the reeds, the reeds are vibrating. And this is how we create the sound. So yeah, it's like a synthesizer, and I try just to pass this information on.
As a, you know, incredible player of the instrument, do you have one accordion that you travel with, or do you have multiple instruments that you bring? I don't know this for accordion players. I know that like a cellist typically has like their one magnificent cello that they take great care of and carry around, but I don't know this for accordion players.
So I own one accordion, but as it's a little bit fragile, I have another one as a backup plan.
All right. And what types of instruments are these? How do you acquire them? How do you test them to make sure that they'll, you know, perform with you?
So I try to find a sound. When I try an accordion, what is interesting for me is the very sound of the instrument. So I just try to find an instrument that will be very well balanced between the two hands, that will have a powerful sound in every registers. And once I found that, I look how the mechanics is articulated together, just to make sure that it's not something that will collapse.
Your recent album, as we mentioned, is Piazzolla Ballada para un Loco from Alpha Classics. What was it about? What is it about Piazzolla's compositions, about his music, that made you want to create this record?
Because I think that when I was a kid, when I was around 3, my mom would listen to a lot of Piazzolla's music, and I think that I fell in love with some of his pieces. I remember that I could sing Libertango every time, I think I just wanted to play some Piazzolla by myself when I was 6, 7. But when I got in the Marseille Conservatoire, then in the Paris Sis One, it was a little bit hard to play this music, because we accordion players, we wanted to show the world that we could do other things than folk music or Piazzolla's or tango's music.
So right, more than polkas and tangos, there's other songs.
exactly. And so this is why my first CD is about Rameau, Johann Sebastian Bach, Tchaikovsky, Mozart, just to show that we can do so many different things with the instrument. And once this had been done, I wanted just maybe to go back to what made me first fall in love with music, and this is Piazzolla's music. So I wanted to create something that would be also personal. So this is why I did all the arrangements for this recording, and I did the arrangements for string quintet and accordion.
How did you decide to include string?
Funny story, actually. when I was thinking about my recording, I first thought about maybe include some electronics, maybe include some orchestras, some other guests and everything. And when I was thinking about that, I had one of my friends who plays the cello, Alexis Derouin, who just gave me a call. And he said, oh, I have my string quartet. Would it be possible to play something with you? And I said, oh, okay, let's try. I had like one concert and I invited them to perform, and we did two pieces by Piazzolla, and we got along so well that I thought, oh my God, I just want to arrange everything for this formation, and then we'll have something with a strong identity. And this is how it started.
For recording the record, what is the approach for that? How much time did you spend in the studio, etc.? How did recording the album come to pass?
So we did record the album in a church in Paris, and we spent 4 days recording the album. It was called, of course, not as in Schenectady, we don't know this kind of called in France, but the church was called, so it was a little bit complicated because we had to find some heater and everything. But yeah, the music kept us warm.
That's good. Do you come from a musical family? You mentioned your mother listening to Piazzolla. Is your family musical?
Not at all. But they do love music. But no, my mom is a French literature teacher. And no, but she listens to a lot of music.
I'm going to ask you this question, even though I feel it's a little silly.
All right.
Is it tiring to play the accordion? Do you require a great deal of arm strength to maintain your career?
Not really. So you have to know that when we speak about accordions, we speak more about a family of instruments than a specific one. So there are so many different kinds of instruments. Some of them are really light and the player can play while standing. And others, like mine, for example, it's not possible. It's about 33 pounds. So we play always seated. And so when you play seated, you don't feel the weight because it's really well balanced everywhere in with your body. So no, it's not really tiring. We can play like for, I don't know, 7-8 hours a day without feeling any tiring elements. The only thing that is bothering is when you have to carry it.
Sure.
So this is why I'm renting a car for my tour. Mm-hmm. But while you're playing, you don't feel the weight.
What do you have planned for the concert on Sunday? What pieces are you going to be sharing in Schenectady?
So the Sunday's program is about following Astor Piazzolla's footsteps. So what I wanted to explore is just to understand why he's so famous. I think he is the most famous guy from Argentina, maybe besides Maradona. And we can listen to his music in classical concert venues, but also in jazz festivals, in rock festivals, of course, in tango venues. And I just wanted to understand why he's so universal. And I think the reason why he's so universal is that in his music, it has so many different inspirations. And he, for example, first discovered classical music when he was 6. There would have this amateur cello player in his yard who would practice for hours the cello suites by Bach. And this is what he first wanted to do with music, and he did study that. So I begin the program with some Johann Sebastian Bach, then I move on with composers such as Villa-Lobos or Béla Bartók. Béla Bartók, who did the exact same thing with Eastern European folk music as Piazzolla did with tango, meaning that they both dig into their traditional music and they transformed it. They did a revolution with it in order just to present it to a larger public. And then I play some people who has been inspired by Piazzolla, some hairs, if that makes sense, and of course some Piazzolla. So it's really eclectic, but we are following this thread. And do come and share this concert with me.
What about what appeals to you about, what do you like about the music of Rameau?
Of Rameau, So I'm playing this piece called Gavotte and Six Doubles. So a gavotte is like a baroque dance, and the doubles are just variations. So you hear a theme, a main theme, and then six variations. And what I love about this piece is that I think it's a little bit built exactly in the same way as a jazz standard. So you have the theme that everybody can just recognize, and then you have the variations. And the variations are like six different improvisations. And I love the freedom this piece allows the player just to experience.
What have been some of the highlights of your tour so far? Places you've seen, people you've met, experiences you've had, maybe even meals, if American food can compete with French cuisine.
You know, I eat well in the United States. The only thing is that it's expensive. But once that part is done, I mean, I eat quite properly. I'd say that every places I've been were just fantastic, honestly. I love Chicago, so there's this vibe. I love the architecture. And I played in Barrington's White House, which is absolutely lovely. And yeah, it was a great time. Then I went to Montreal. It was really cold, but I played in this beautiful church. And then Boston, where I was 2 days ago, and almost all the concerts are sold out. The audience here is really warm, really cheerful, I have to say. So it gives me a lot of energy, and yeah, I'm just having the best time of my life.
Your concert in Memorial Chapel at Union College is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What else do you have planned in the capital region for the rest of today and tomorrow?
So I need to practice, obviously, a little bit. And I haven't planned anything, so I'll just try to sightsee the surroundings.
Capital Region Classical presents Theo Uhld at 3 p.m. on Sunday at Union College's Memorial Chapel in Schenectady, New York. To learn more, you can visit capitalregionclassical.org or theouhld.com. Those links will be posted with this interview online at wamc.org. It's been marvelous to speak with you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Again, links posted with this interview at wamc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.